Thank you to Liz and Neil for reading those scriptures for us. Let's pray together as we come to God. As we gather around the written word and listen to the spoken word, may we meet with the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So, this morning, I've said we're talking about compassion and about envy, and that's all part of us continuing our series looking at heroes and villains in the Bible and thinking about how the stories of these heroes and villains can help us to root out the vices in our lives and to encourage the virtues. Now, the heroes and villains we're looking at today are perhaps some of the most well-known in the whole of the Bible. Andrew Lloyd Webber has helped popularise the story of Joseph and his brothers. And the story of the Good Samaritan is perhaps one of the most retold stories, parables, that Jesus taught. And this morning, we're going to look at these stories to help us to explore envy and compassion, how we can recognise them, how we can pray about them, and how we can escape envy and cultivate compassion. So, to start with, how about some basic, simple definitions? And they're going to come up on screen as well for you to have a read of and a cogitate on. So, here we go. You see, it seems to me that in essence, envy is about resenting someone because they have something and I don't. And compassion is about blessing someone with something I have and they don't. Let's just take a moment to think on those, to read them over. I'm going to say them again. Envy is about resenting someone because they have something and I don't. Compassion is about blessing someone with something I have and they don't. You see, it seems to me that envy is as likely to be satisfied by seeing the other person lose what they have than as be by me gaining it. So, for instance, if I'm envious of a friend's new TV, then I'd be happiest if I got a new TV as well, preferably just a little bit better than theirs, but I'd also be pretty happy if their new TV broke down. It's not pretty. Envy. The compassion, in contrast, delights in seeing another person go beyond me. If I know someone who doesn't have what I have and they need it, compassion gives it to them, even if it leaves me short. It's not just about levelling the playing field, it's about giving up my advantage. It's about giving that advantage to someone else. Compassion is truly beautiful. But of course, it is a bit more complicated than that. There are all the feelings that go with envy and compassion. They're the kind of feelings that we feel with our gut. In the eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life, it's often said that he had compassion on someone. Literally, the word means gut-wrenched. When we talk about strong feelings, we sometimes talk about feeling sick to the stomach. And these can be feelings of envy. I'm sick to my stomach of seeing Bob swanning around in his new car. Or they can be feelings of compassion. It makes me sick to my stomach thinking of those refugee children in those tiny boats on the channel. So, with those ideas of envy and compassion in mind, let's have a look at these two famous stories. Firstly, that of Joseph and his brothers. Now, there is, as always in family stories, some backstory here. Joseph was one of 12 brothers, all sons of Jacob, but the sons of four different mothers. Joseph and Benjamin, they were the two youngest, And they were the only two brothers who had been born to Jacob's favourite wife, Rachel. Now, Benjamin was still a child, so Joseph, on the cusp of adulthood at 17, was his father's favourite. That's why he'd been given that famous multicoloured cloak. But he wasn't very popular with his brothers. He told tales on them to their father and shared dreams he'd had about them all bowing down to him. He was a walking cliché, a spoiled, arrogant, entitled teenage boy. And his older brothers envied him. They saw the way their father favoured him. They resented the nice things he was given, his privileged place in the household, and they wanted to put an end to it all, an end to him. So, regardless of the consequences, they sold him into slavery. They had no compassion on Joseph, on his father, on his mother. They were just focused on taking him down. It's not pretty, envy. And what about the story of the Good Samaritan? We often focus on the religious types as the villains of this story, more concerned about their ritual purity than the poor guy dying on the side of the road. And they didn't cover themselves in glory. But what about the thieves? They saw an isolated man who had something they wanted. They envied him and robbed him, beating him in the process. No compassion. But in contrast, we see the practical compassion of the Good Samaritan, the one who saw someone who wasn't like him, who had a different culture and a different religion, and saw past all that to care for his pain and his hurt and to bring relief and healing. And not just short-term crisis management, but long-term provision until he was fully back on his feet. Compassion is truly beautiful. These are great illustrations of the principles of envy and compassion, but they can seem a long way off. We're not often faced with a temptation to sell our brother into slavery, or the opportunity to help someone who's just been beaten up and robbed. So, to give us a practical, down-to-earth example, let's look together at some pictures similar to those that have appeared in my Facebook feed over the last week or so, and my reaction to them. Here's the first batch. Lots of sunny holidays in lovely places, with family activities described and shared. I have to confess that my reaction to this first set of pictures is often one of envy. Of course, I am glad for my friends that are able to get out and about and have a great time. Please don't stop sharing your photos of your lovely holidays and your cream teas. I'm not that mean-spirited. But there is a sadness that our family holiday this year was booked earlier in the year, that we missed it. And there's some envy in me. I don't share this because I want sympathy that we missed our holiday, but just to give an example of how envy can sneak in if we're not aware of it. I wonder how you feel when you see pictures like this on your Facebook feed, or when you hear people talking about their holidays or the fun things they've been up to that you haven't been able to do. And here's the second batch. News stories of disasters, crises, challenges. How do you feel when you see these kind of pictures on your social media, or you read them in the newspaper, or listen to them on the radio? For me, definitely not envy this time. But if I'm truly honest, not always a lot of compassion either. I scroll past them quickly, not really wanting to think about them, not really wanting to engage, because I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to feel powerless. I don't have the energy to do anything about it. I pass by on the other side. Earlier on, I talked about the gut feelings associated with envy and compassion. As some of us have discovered in lockdown, things of the gut grow when we feed them. I've put on half a stone and had to take my belt out a notch. Things of the physical gut grow when we feed them, and so do emotions of the gut. So, this leaves us with a couple of questions. If we want to cultivate compassion, how do we feed it? And if we want to escape envy, how do we starve it? Seems to me that the first thing is to recognise them and be honest with ourselves. I don't think that anybody likes to think of themselves as envious, so perhaps we don't admit it, not even to ourselves. But when we do, I wonder if gratitude and blessing are a helpful antidote. When we see something enjoying, or if we see somebody enjoying something and feel ourselves beginning to resent it, how would it be if we talked to God about it, rather than muttering away to ourselves or grumbling to others? We can be honest. We can tell God that we're struggling, that we want something. But we can also pray that the person who has it will be blessed by it. Bringing envy to Jesus is the surest way of escaping it. And what about cultivating compassion? How do we feed compassion? Again, it seems to me that we need to choose to see and not to look away. We need to choose to go over and not pass by. We may not be able to meet every need ourselves, but there are some needs that are ours to meet. And we shouldn't allow the fact that we can't do everything to stop us from doing something. And of course, it's not always about what we can do or things. Sometimes compassion is expressed in spending time with people and listening to them. But the deepest wells of compassion are found in the heart of God. And when we're struggling, we can always go to God and ask for a deeper compassion and more profound love for those around us. Asking for Jesus' compassion is the surest way of cultivating it.